Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I'm a model and entrepreneur. Thank you. But most importantly, I'm a mother. My whole world revolves around providing for my children, keeping them safe, and giving them an opportunity for a better life. But I'm here tonight to tell you, no matter your political background, that the best chance we have to give our babies a better life is to elect Donald Trump president of the United States.
So I will say this, having watched as many presidential nominating conventions as I have, I wasn't expecting Amber Rose at the RNC last night. You have this, gorgeous, black woman who is, I don't know her background. I guess she's a model, or dated Kanye West or, whatever. She gets up there and talks about how, the media has lied about President Trump. And, her dad was the first one who would, supported Trump and told her that, he's not a racist. She said, yes, he is. And he said, do your work.
I watched all the rallies and I started meeting so many of you, his red hat wearing supporters. I realize Donald Trump and his supporters don't care if you're black, white, gay, or straight. It's all love.
I'm not sure everybody doesn't care. I mean, the Republican Party is, has got some very open and inclusive elements and some other elements that are not. And I'd say this as a Republican. I mean, somebody might claim that I'm not open and inclusive. So, let's not jump too quickly to the we are the full on embrace of everything party. I don't think that that's just accurate. What I did think was interesting is her being there and the message that it sends about inclusivity for the party under Donald Trump.
I let go of my fear of judgment, of being misunderstood, of getting attacked by the left, and I put the red hat on too. Thank you.
And what I thought was fascinating, and I did not know this person before last night, but we're watching, because our seats in the convention are, quite high, like up at the very top, the rafters, basically. We're looking through the catwalk kind of to see some of the stuff. And we're watching basically on the Jumbotron because we're stage left. So we, can't really see the speaker from where we are. And, we're watching all the stuff on the floor and everything, but it's at a distance. And so I'm watching her, and she's captivating. I mean, she's very compelling. She's a very likable person. I didn't know that she has a giant script tattoo across her forehead that says slash bash.
Yeah.
And I guess that's related to her kids. But in any case, she got it relatively recently. I actually watched a real short interview where the person asked her why, and she's kind of like, I'm a rock star and I like to do different things. And, the fact that women don't get facial tattoos was part of the reason that I wanted to get one or whatever. And so one of the keynote speakers at the RNC on day one was this influencer model face tattooed minority woman talking about inclusivity in the party and how personable Trump is, which clearly the sort of value of having her up there is to send a message about who the party is under President Trump and also to tell very personal anecdotes about him, or at least a personal assessment about him.
When I met the president and Melania for the first time, he was kind and generous and funny as hell. Very funny. The first lady was gracious and smart with a smile that will brighten up any room. If you're watching this tonight, you know our country is in trouble, just like me. When you go to the store and buy food for your family, you're shocked. When you fill up your gas tank, you're pissed. I know I am. And when you turn on the news, you are just exhausted. Inflation is out of control. And you know in your heart, it was not like this under Donald Trump.
And her last comments on the subject that I wanted to share with you is just that this full embrace and endorsement of President Trump.
My message to you tonight comes from a humble place. The left told me to hate Trump, and even worse, to hate the other side, the people who support him. When you cut through the lies, you realize the truth. American families were better when Donald Trump was president.
I thought she was great. The crowd loved her. I don't know how many of them knew who she was beforehand. Maybe I'm the weirdo. It's entirely possible. But definitely sending a message about the state of the party, talking the way normal people talk. You know, she said, you know, I was pissed when I go to the grocery, or we're pissed when we go to the grocery. That's how people talk. Mm-hmm. That's not how typical nominating convention speakers talk. But I so vividly remember talking to so many people in 2016 when President Trump was running for, you know, the first time around. And this was the overwhelming consensus was he talks like my friends talk. Mm-hmm. This is the way we talk when we're having beers, is the way we talk when we're bowling, is the way we talk when we're, you know, camping and fishing and, you know, complaining about the government. This is the way we talk. And he talks like them. And there's a tremendous value of that relatability, which she clearly captured last night. So I thought very effective. Another, you know, person that the left is going to be fuming about showing up on the debate stage, like Sean O'Brien from the Teamsters. You know, I haven't played his clips yet, but holy smokes, the first time in 121 years that a Teamster is addressing the RNC. Massive moment in the history of the party. Now, does that mean that he's the guy that we're all endorsing and that we're suddenly all super pro-union? No. But he has a place in the party that Trump is willing to listen to him and invite him against advice. You know, that's a statement about what the party's trying to be in the Trump era. 617 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay from Milwaukee. John Pickens is in the studio back in Pensacola with traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I am seeing some delays on Highway 90 westbound as you try to make your way into Pace at Spencer Field Road. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So I always say that Frontier Motors has been serving the Pensacola community.
Sorry,
and if you didn't know me, you might think I just use words lightly, but I really don't. I mean, as a philosopher, I use words very deliberately and mean the words that I use. And so when I say they serve, I mean that. For example, if you go to Frontier, when you look at a car, you're going to get a price sheet and you're going to get a Carfax. And a Carfax is a great resource. It's not the end-all be-all of everything about the maintenance and service history for the car, because it kind of depends on voluntary reporting. That's why I recommend you get a good used vehicle inspection from a mechanic you trust. But you get it from Frontier, but if you don't go to Frontier, like you go to, you know, Jim Bob's corner lot somewhere and you're going to buy a car and they don't give you a Carfax, or like off of, you know, Facebook Marketplace or something, no problem. Take the VIN, give it to Frontier. Frontier will run a Carfax for you for free. Why? Because they can, because it helps, because it's nice, because it's being a good neighbor, because why not? And so when I say that they have been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the big buffalo on Beverly Parkway, I mean that.
Hurricane season is here, and Gulf Breeze Natural Gas helps provide the most reliable energy source. There are advantages to having natural gas in your home or business. Major storms typically do not cause widespread outages because gas lines are buried and protected. Most appliances, including cooking and hot water, still work during electrical outages. A gas generator gets everything back up and running within 30 seconds. That's the length of this commercial. Learn more about how to be best prepared at GulfBreezeNaturalGas.com.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
On September 11th, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
The Republican National Convention is going on right now in Milwaukee, and News Radio Pensacola is there. Be sure to tune in to Pensacola Morning News and Pensacola Right Now for all of your updates.
Good morning, 6:21 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News in Milwaukee, broadcasting all this week from the Republican National Convention. Not actually in the arena. It's a whole lot more convenient for us to broadcast from the hotel room. Also, there's nothing happening at the arena right now. And oh my God, based on yesterday, just getting to the arena is definitely not worth the effort in the morning.
Although this might be the time of day we might actually be able to get in. Yeah.
How much you want to bet on that?
Nope.
Bobby Rossi, who used to host Pensacola Right Now in the afternoons and is now our program director and helps facilitate a whole lot of things. He is here with me on location, making it all work, which is great because I would not be good at this part. But oh my God, we finally got into the arena. We quit one time.
Yeah,
we were there. We drove up. We tried to get in. Just after an hour, we just gave up. Couldn't even get in the security perimeter for the car. And then almost wanted to give up. Like, we both relate. Like, if we didn't feel that we had to get in the arena tonight in order to relate to people what it's like inside the arena, we would have quit and come home and just watch
Definitely.
It on YouTube.
Definitely.
Because it was good to get in there and see, you know, Donald Trump arrive and see the Florida delegation, which is right front and center, you know, right in front of the stage. Went out to the event last night with Jimmy Petronis, CFO, and Michelle Salzman, and you know, met some people and met the Miss Florida United States was there.
That's right.
Which is not the Miss USA, nor is it the Miss Universe. It is the United States. She says like the Miss Congeniality, that kind of pageant is based on that.
I did ask her what she has to do to prepare, because she's going to be doing the Miss USA thing or something like this, whatever that.
The Miss United States, the whole United States competition.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she's the Miss Florida to get ready for the Miss United States. So what do you got to do to prepare for that? She goes, fit in a bathing suit.
I was like, that's accurate. That's honest. Yeah, that's
response.
Right. So Jimmy Petronis talked last night, and, you know, I'll share with you my favorite clip from him in a second, but he talked about the Trump attack a little bit. And, of course, he's the CFO, and this is addressing the Florida delegation. You know, there's maybe, I don't know, 100, 150 people in the bar or something like that.
I know that this convention is a place of joy, but I gotta be honest, I'm madder than hell of what we saw that transpired this past week with President Trump. And I know a lot of y'all feel the exact same way. They've tried to ruin that man professionally, legally. They've tried to take everything from him, including those that have wanted to take his very life. Think about what his poor family's been through over the past year.
Absolutely. And then, you know, he goes on, and I just thought his comments were so good.
There's only one party right now in this nation that calls Trump an existential threat to democracy. There's only one party who can't guarantee the safety of a presidential candidate. And what are President Trump's crimes? Anybody? What, a bunch of damn mean tweets? The guy cares, and he sacrifices more than anybody that's ever campaigned for the office.
Crowd loving it, and even bringing back some perspective on, you know, the family element. And yesterday I read you that letter that Melania wrote to the Nation, and it's very touching about her husband and who he is to her and how, you know, the portrayal of Trump, even that Trump portrays as Trump, is not the man that, you know, you would know in personal life.
But, you know, Katie and I were talking, you think about it. On Saturday, Barron Trump was literally just steps away from seeing his daddy get assassinated. Think about the trauma that that family has experienced over the last week and then what they're sacrificing to have us all assemble here today.
And all of that aside, my favorite moment from Jimmy Patronis last night is when he first took the stage, he had a Miller Lite bottle in his hand. And the photographer who was, you know, videographer and photographers were like, you know, hey Jimmy, why don't you put that beer down while you're up here on stage and all these people are videotaping.
Why are you taking my beer from me?
Why are you taking my beer from me? See,
I like this toast later that he did too.
Yeah, it was good. And that's the way it works, is you're on the floor doing the like official things or the big like parts of the convention that you see on TV, and then especially the larger delegations all have events, like Iowa, you know, Utah is having events at the Harley Davidson Museum here in Milwaukee. Every night, one of the different potential gubernatorial candidates is having a party at some place. This was at the Red Rock Saloon last night. So it's just, you know, it's all the peripheral stuff that's going on around the convention that's also very interesting. Back at home base in Pensacola, we've got John Pickens is back with us, and he's got traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now, but I am seeing some slowdowns if you're traveling on North Palafox. Both north and southbound lanes, we're seeing some heavy, heavy traffic all the way from Fairfield down to Jordan. So just pack your patience there. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, it looks like there might be some good news on the horizon when it comes to interest rates. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell delivering some remarks at the Economic Club of Washington, D.C. yesterday. He said they'll likely not be waiting until inflation drops to 2% to start cutting interest rates. He didn't say exactly when they might begin to cut rates, but their next meeting is at the end of the month. Delta Airlines now changing its employee uniform policy. This comes after the airline came under fire last week for a social media post seeming to defend an outraged commenter on seeing flight attendants wearing Palestinian flag pins. Delta apologized for the post and will now be banning its employees from wearing pins representing any country except for the U.S. And donations now pouring into the online fundraiser for the family of Corey Comperator. He's the former Buffalo Township, Pennsylvania fire chief that died taking a bullet while shielding his family at the rally in Pennsylvania Saturday. The GoFundMe account was launched to support his daughter, Allison, Comperator's daughter, Allison. And the original goal was to raise $7,000. Donors have now contributed over $1 million.
All right, David, thank you so much for the update. And what I can only describe to you as this will be the story of the day at work for you. And I want to make sure you hear it for yourself. I must apologize in advance for what this is going to do to your ears, but Ingrid Andress sang the national anthem last night.
With broad stripes and bright stars.
This is at the Home Run Derby.
Oh, the perilous fight. Oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
Just wait for it.
And the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say,
So she's got 4 Grammy noms and a C and 3 CMA noms, and it was not her night. No. I'll just put it that way. Not her night. And I could see it on the physical reaction I saw from you, Bobby. It's the same reaction I had of...
That was painful.
EGADS.
Yeah.
So in case people are talking about that at work, now you've heard it for yourself. None of the... Survive.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Ohio Senator J.D. Vance got the phone call from former President Trump not long before the announcement that he's the running mate.
I was certainly skeptical of Donald Trump in 2016, but President Trump was a great president, and he changed my mind. I think he changed the minds of a lot of Americans.
Senator Vance with Fox's Sean Hannity. The former president appeared at the Republican convention in Milwaukee with his right ear bandaged. Georgia House Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene with condolences for the family of the man killed during Trump's assassination attempt Saturday in Pennsylvania.
I pray for the family of Corey Comprator, who was killed at the rally, and for other attendees who were wounded. Corey embodied the spirit of America First. He displayed the ultimate show of love when he shielded his wife and daughter, sacrificing his own life.
America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio Pensacola. It's 77 degrees, partly cloudy this morning in Pensacola. Another Pensacola native now heading to professional baseball. Yesterday, UWF star Darian McDowell was drafted by the San Diego Padres. At the 180th overall pick, McDowell is now the highest drafted player in program history, the 23rd player in Argo history to be selected by Major League Baseball. The Escambia School District says they've got several jobs open. They're hosting a job fair here later this month. The district has vacancies in all education support departments. That includes food services, custodial, maintenance, transportation, and substitute teaching. Their job fair being held on July 29th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the J.E. Hall Center on at Tahar Drive, 30 East Tahar Drive. For more information, check out the school district website at escambiaschools.org. The state attorney's office says an indictment has been handed down for one of the suspects in a drive-by shooting that led to the death of a 70-year-old woman in Escambia County. Prosecutors say Jacarius Etheridge has now been indicted on multiple charges, including first-degree premeditated murder. Etheridge is scheduled to be arraigned on Friday. The shooting happened on June 24th on Aris Boulevard. It led to the death of 70-year-old Myra Hayes. A second suspect, Terrence Gross Jr., is also charged in the case. A third suspect, Travion Moten, died after jumping off of the Escambia River Bridge while attempting to flee law enforcement. A 67-year-old Milton woman has died after a single-vehicle crash on State Road 87 yesterday. FHP says the woman was a passenger in a vehicle that went off the road, hit some garbage cans, then an embankment. Troopers say that vehicle then went airborne and rolled. The woman was ejected. She was flown to a hospital where she later died. Legal scholars now weighing in after former President Trump's classified documents case was dismissed yesterday. Harvard constitutional attorney Alan Dershowitz says it could impact other pending cases for the former president.
You know, he did waive a classified document in front of an unauthorized person, and it was recorded. So that was their strongest case on the merits, and having that thrown out is a very significant win for Trump.
The Judge Cannon found that the appointment of special counsel Jack Smith violated the Constitution. Dershowitz believes this case won't be retried anytime soon either, at least before the election, he says. This is the second legal victory for Trump, who was also handed a victory by the Supreme Court, which recently ruled that a president does have some civil and criminal immunity for official acts. Man hurt after being bitten by a shark in the Keys. That happened in Monroe County yesterday off of Key West. The sheriff's office says the man was bitten while spearfishing on a reef. He was brought back to shore and airlifted to a hospital. Deputies say the man was alert and responsive. No word on his current condition. It is 6:35. News Radio Pensacola, John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. We have no accidents to let you know about. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. If you're headed southbound out of Pace into Pensacola, we're going to see some delays through that construction zone right there. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing scattered showers and thunderstorms as we go through the day today. 60% chance of rain overall. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies with temperatures warming up near 92 degrees. Heat advisory in place this afternoon, and then overnight temperatures dropping near 78. For Wednesday, 70% chance of rain, high near 92. Wednesday night temperatures dropping near 77. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 77 in Pensacola, 76 in Gulf Breeze, 76 in Milton. Your next news at 7 o'clock and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. According to Adobe Analytics, they say shoppers are likely to spend roughly $14 billion during the two-day span of Amazon's Prime Day this week. Spending at Amazon tomorrow and Wednesday could rise 10.5% from Prime Day 2023. The online retailer began holding Prime Day 10 years ago, typically in July. Prime Day accounts for 1-2% of Amazon's net global sales. Meanwhile, prices for everyday items continue to rise across the country, but in some places it's worse than in others, especially for people living in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Although the national year-over-year inflation rate has dropped by 2-3%, it has hovered around 5% in the Dallas-Fort Worth area this year, according to a new WalletHub report. New York City also places among the highest inflation at 4.2%. Wall Street posted big gains today with the Dow Jones setting a new record. That's Your Money Now.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again, at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ROCK to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ROCK to 42424. That's ROCK to 42424.
Open your heart and home.
Adopt a teen, sibling, group, or a child with special needs.
Families First Network is the connection between children who wait in foster care and families who adopt.
As the trusted partner for adoptions in Northwest Florida, Families First Network connects adoptive families with training and support through the entire process.
Begin your journey by signing up for a free Zoom information session at familiesfirstnetwork.org.
That's familiesfirstnetwork.org.
Join Freedom's Found Coffee on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 a.m. Freedom's Found Coffee founder and combat veteran Raymond Hare will share the mission of Pensacola's new coffee shop and support offered to the military, veteran, and first responder community. That's tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Good morning, 6:39 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News, and we are on location in Milwaukee. And Yesterday, we had a really interesting conversation with Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson, based on his significant experience doing protective detail. And don't normally replay interviews from the previous day at this time, but his content was particularly important, I thought, based on his personal experience having provided protective service for Reagan, actually. Sheriff Johnson, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir. Outstanding. So let's start with this. I do want to make sure that we talk about what happened here locally, but I definitely want to get into the incident with President Trump. Your own SWAT team was deployed and had a man come out and shoot at them 9 times?
Yeah, we had 9 bullets hit our armored vehicle, the Bearcat, and they had deployed gas into the vehicle. The guy was in a car, barricaded in a car. He was on the Marshal's most wanted list, and they cornered him there. They surrounded him, and basically he fired from the car, but there was so much gas in the car that our guys couldn't return fire on a certain target. So lucky for him, he lived, and he ended up being taken into custody without being killed.
So literally the preventative measure of trying to get him submitted using gas into the vehicle filled the car so much with smoke that you couldn't see him enough to safely take the shot to kill him as he's returning fire against you and your Bearcat. Is that right?
Apparently what he did was he just stuck the gun out the window and was shooting at the armored vehicle, which, you know, the guys in the vehicle wearing gun just, you know, plinks off it, but it's still just, you know, the point of the thing, he almost got killed, and if it would have cleared up before he dropped that gun, he would have got dropped like third period French.
Wow. Wow. Well, he's, I guess, got to be grateful for just the circumstances. Of course, we're grateful that your officers weren't injured in the process. I think it also highlights the tremendous value for the sheriff's office to have access to vehicles like the Bearcat. I know PPD has been working with their retrofitted plumber's van for decades now, and they're working on getting the Bearcat in. But, man, that is a valuable resource for you to have, right?
Oh, yes, it is. And, you know, yesterday it paid off. So that's the main thing. Everybody says, well, it's so expensive. Well, yeah, but, you know, we didn't lose a deputy, and that's the main thing. I don't care how much it costs to save their lives. We're going to pay it.
No, and that's really good news. And is there, I always try to remind people that the job of the SWAT team is to save lives. Obviously, under those circumstances, there would have been no choice but to kill him if he's actively trying to kill your guys. But lucky for everybody, it worked out a different way, right?
Yeah. Well, lucky for him, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I did want to turn to the incident with the president. I don't know if you had a chance to hear us talking with Sheriff Simmons just a moment ago. He had what I thought were very candid words about what he called a monster or catastrophic failure by the Secret Service based on all of his experience with protective details. What was your observations as, you've seen this and you've had the chance to think about it?
Yeah. And, you know, I was on President Reagan's protection detail from 82 to 86 up in D.C. And I can tell you right now, that was the most horrendous thing I've ever seen. And the fact that he could, number one, get up there without being seen by the counter sniper team, number one, not being seen, but to get 6 or 7 shots off before they drop him, that was an incredible, incredible failure. And they really need to start, culling the herd, because those guys that were up on that roof, and they can say whatever they want to say, 8 shots, I think it was, this guy got off before they killed him. That's totally unacceptable. He never should have got 1 shot off, much less 8. So I don't know what sniper training they're having with the Secret Service now, but it ain't working.
You know, I had totally forgotten that you worked on Reagan's detail. So same assessment, even stronger. This was an across-the-board catastrophic failure.
Yeah, and they need to, I forgot her name, but whoever's running the Secret Service, she needs to be fired immediately. And it needs to be restructured or whatever, because if this can happen, and the guy, it would be different. If it was a 50 cal and the guy was 2,000 yards out, okay, yeah, sometimes, you know, you miss something. We're talking 150 yards away, and they've got an elevated position looking at this guy. get the roof. They don't see him. He shoots eight times, and then they finally come. Yeah, that's like Keystone Cop stuff. That's just horrible.
You know, one of the questions that this, I mean, all the questions, like, you know, I've heard from so many different sources, and I'm sure you say the same thing, that the building is always supposed to be secure. There's nobody in the building, let alone on the roof. Secret Service is well aware of all the possible threats. They work this out in advance. And as you say, even if everything else fails and he gets on the roof with a gun pointed at the former president, one shot, he should be done, because they should have taken him to get off three, and then at least three more, as you say, maybe seven or eight. It across the board failure. So are you concerned that this Secret Service is not capable of protecting the sitting president, let alone a former president?
Yeah, if this is an example of what they call a counter-sniper team and their security, if I was Donald Trump with my billions of dollars, I'd be hiring some former Delta guys or some former SEALs or something, because he's not being protected right now. I mean, that was just... And as soon as I saw it, I was thinking, okay, this guy is like a couple of, you know, 500 yards off is what I'm thinking. And then they start putting up where the visual of where he was at, and I'm like, there is absolutely no way, absolutely no way that should have ever occurred.
We were talking yesterday with Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. I just wanted to make sure that you had a chance to hear this interview, because I thought it was so important. We're going to take a quick pause here and get traffic on the fives from John Pickens in Pensacola.
That's right. There's no accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. This traffic report is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with their easy-to-use mobile app. You can learn more at progressivecommercial.com. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to the interview we did yesterday with Sheriff Bob Johnson. So the sort of the next follow-on question that I have for you, actually, you know what, hang out for me for just a second. We're talking to Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. I'm always cautious because I don't know. And when I get you and Sheriff Simmons on, and you are both so adamant about this, I mean, I feel...
Yeah,
you know, a completely different way now about this. The broadcast, we're in Milwaukee, is brought to you in part by Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, and we are in Milwaukee broadcasting from the hotel room. We're waiting to get back into the convention later on, getting into the convention later today. Talking to Sheriff Johnson, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson, who served on Reagan's protective detail back in the 80s, so is well familiar with what gets done at the Secret Service. Sheriff, the question I hate to ask, because I hate to even raise this question, but I asked Sheriff Simmons, same thing. Okay, so the failure is so bad across the board that a reasonable person starts to ask, well, was it a failure, or, you know, did some local cop let somebody in, or is it possible that members of the Secret Service were complicit in some? I mean, I hate to even think these things out loud, let alone say them on the radio, but, you know, at a certain point, when the good explanations are gone, the only ones left are terrible ones, right?
Yeah. No, and you know, and unfortunately, the DOJ is going to investigate this, and I don't know that we'll get any real answers. I mean, that would be if one of the counter-sniper guys was complicit and said, hey, let him get a couple of shots. I mean, he's not going to admit that under an interview. So DOJ will interview him and say, no, he just messed up, and, you know, hopefully it won't happen again. I'm pretty sure that's what's going to come out of this entire investigation. But according to witnesses, I was watching Fox News this morning, and they were talking to some guy who said he was screaming. There was a guy on the roof with a gun, and he said local cops were down there and basically just blew him off at, like, yeah, okay, whatever. And then the shots started, you know, kicking off. So I think it's failure by Secret Service, number one, which is it's their responsibility, even though they're trying to blame the local cops as of this morning. It's their responsibility, but it's a failure on multiple levels. So the local cops also apparently were warned and didn't take action as well. But it all falls right into the lap of Secret Service. They can point fingers if they want to, but it's their failure. They're charged with protecting President Trump. Nobody else is. And so it's all on the Secret Service.
If this had happened when you were on detail with Reagan, what would have happened?
Oh, there would have been a lot of people get fired, guaranteed. A ton of people getting fired. And, you know, and that the thing I remember, and this was back in the early 80s, I got there right after he had been shot, and he came back to work. And I got there about 6 months later after that. And I'll tell you right now, the security was so tight. When he would go out to different places, they would seal manhole covers. They would weld them shut. They would check every single building, no matter how big it was, every single floor, every single room, hundreds and hundreds of people if they had to. And, you know, here, fast forward to, you know, the 21st century, and you've got this, I don't know how else to say it, coat rope of a show where they don't even check a building that's 150 yards away and don't even have that place secured and let a guy get up with an AR and almost kill the former president. So I don't even know what to say after that. It's just so aggravating.
Wow. It's scary to think about that level of either failure or, you know, one of the things I said right before the end of the hour was, I said, I don't know what's more frightening, to think about this as a failure or to think about this as somebody did something, because they're both bad. I mean, if the Secret Service can't protect, that's bad. Yeah. If the Secret Service chooses not to, that's bad too.
That's worse. Yeah. But did you see the interview with the head of Secret Service when she said she wants to hire 30% female, the hiring process, 30% females? Now, do you want DEI coming into your protection detail? Do you want that to be one of the things you're considering? Because if you look at people who pay for protection, all the movie stars and stuff, you don't see any women. And I'm not being sexist. I'm just saying they pay for people to protect them. And they have big guys around them that know how to handle weapons and can, you know, do what they need to do. And if you're going to hire 30% women to protect the president just so you can be inclusive, you're going to have issues, period. And she flat out said 30% are going to be women. So we're in trouble for the future if she continues to lead the Secret Service, I can tell you that much.
Wow. All the things I hadn't even been thinking about, and particularly your comment that, but it makes perfect sense that if you were a billionaire former president, you know, you'd be seriously considering doing some significant outsourcing at this moment, right? So
I sure would. And, you know, and like I said, I'm not being sexist. It's just a genetic fact that men are stronger and can run faster. And you know, what it is. And heard that statement. That means you're not hiring the best. I don't care if
right.
a girl, a guy, black, white, whatever. I want the best protecting the president. I don't care, you know, I don't care if you're Jewish, Christian, white, black, female, male. If you're the best, great. You should be there. And if you're not, you shouldn't be just because you're female or just because you're a certain religion or color. I mean, that shouldn't even play into protecting the president of the United States.
Yeah, putting DEI principles in place for protecting, where you have literally only one job and excellence is the only mechanism to get to that job. It's unfathomable. Sheriff Johnson, anything I didn't ask you or anything else that you want to say about what you saw that you think people ought to hear? Because I'll tell you, you know, I hadn't been thinking this till just now, but what I have been saying all morning literally is I feel so safe here. I feel so safe here because of all of the presence in Milwaukee. And now all of a sudden I got two sheriffs, both extremely capable, and you having served on the protective detail, kind of telling me maybe not so much, Mr. McKay. That's frightening.
It should be frightening, and it should be frightening to anybody being protected by these people. If this is going to be their, you know, benchmark for success, it's just, you know, let them get shot and then we'll jump on top of them so they can't shoot them again. I mean, it's a scary world we're living in right now.
Wow. Well, Sheriff, as I always say, thank you so much for keeping us safe. Thank you for keeping us informed. Thank you for your very candid remarks this morning. And, you know, thank you for your long service, including to the president previously. I appreciate it, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Andrew.
Yeah, so you could tell by my reaction to that when we were doing the interview yesterday, I was, you know, kind of speechless thinking about the implications of that, because I've said it before and I'll say it again. I don't want to believe any of those things. The most convenient thing to believe about this incident is that one 20-year-old took his dad's rifle and somehow managed to evade, escape, hide, get up on a roof, and randomly, with no assistance from anybody, took six or seven shots at the president, killing one man, wounding two others, and getting the president in the ear before he was shot by the countersnipers. That's the most easy, and honestly, that's the thing you want to be true. Because all the other explanations are really bad. But this level of incompetence by the Secret Service, as you've heard two sheriffs say, is so incompetent that you naturally say nobody in those jobs is that incompetent. It's too incompetent for that to be the answer. 6:55 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. John Pickens is back in Pensacola, and we're live from Milwaukee this morning at the convention. He's got traffic on the fives.
That's right. We've got one accident to let you know about. 98 westbound in Midway is closed both directions near America Avenue, and they're rerouting through a neighborhood, so just be aware of that. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Just in time for the summer season, Piedmore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months. Or take $3,500 in customer cash. The mid-sized Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months. Or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that is Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry. Gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. They're on Creighton Road, right across from Tom Thumb. Emerald Coast Coins.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's hot in the summer, but you can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, Pensacola's own On the Rocks takes all your musical favorites, shakes it up, twists it, then adds their own unique and special flavors and serves it to you on the rocks. Brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority tonight.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
2017. According to a witness, Congressman Matt Gaetz has sex with a 17-year-old girl. His wingman later tells investigators that Gaetz had sex with the underage girl and knew she was getting paid. Because your daughters are never safe with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Here on News Radio Pensacola, I'm Andrew McKay. We are in Milwaukee, broadcasting live here from the Republican National Convention. Very quick future news. You ready, Bobby?
Go.
Nikki Haley is supposed to speak tonight. Cheers or jeers?
Cheers.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Full-throated, enthusiastic cheers?
No.
But cheers. Like, they know they're supposed to cheer.
Yeah.
I see that.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.